Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains that the Census of Agriculture is conducted every 5 years and provides a comprehensive snapshot of the agricultural landscape. The latest census conducted by the National Agricultural Statistics Service with USDA was released not too long ago for 2022 and shows that the number of farms in the U.S. declined by 141,733, or by 7%.
You have a lot of different pressures impacting producers right now. So regulatory challenges, access to labor, each regionality is viewing farmers differently. And, you know, environmental regulations have increased in certain areas, making it more expensive for especially smaller farmers to comply. Access to labor, especially for specialty crops producers. Weather conditions have pushed out farms in certain areas. We've seen higher percentages of farms lost, particularly in the Southwest. You have low cost foreign competition that then combines with some of your regulatory challenges. That makes it harder for American farmers to compete. And then, as always, your heightened production costs. Production costs have increased and are forecasted to increase to record levels yet again. The USDA net farm income forecast from February forecasts those to increase $16 billion over last year, which is a 4% increase. Things like interest rates continue to pressure farmers.
Danny Munch with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.